run kuf cheshem and aleph the bottom. Vomer Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, noshim chayovos b'arba kosis halodo. Even though arba kosis is a mitzvah, the rabbanon, that's mitzvah seishas man grama, and if it wouldn't be for this reason, women would be potter. But the women are chayy because atein hayu ba'oso anes. Rashbam, she'atein hayu ba'oso anes, dom meseches sota, b'schar noshim tzikoni oshayu ba'oso ador nigalu. That not only were they part of the nes, they caused the nes. And the schus of noshim tzikonios, that's the gula came. The chen gabi mikra megillah, we find the same thing. Women are chayiv in mikra megillah, even though it's mitzvah aseid rabbanan. That zman groma, and whenever the rabbanan make a takon, they make it like the Torah, and a mitzvah like that, in the Torah, women would be potter. But still, the women were ba'oso hanes. The whole nes came through a woman. Chanukah also, the miracle of Yehudis, also the miracle of Chanukah also came through a woman. But they had an integral part in the nes. Tosus argues on this, and he says the lashon is not mashma like that. Afhein hayu, even then, mashma it wasn't the ikur. They also were. So he says, "Atein hayu bosanes," means that they were in the same danger as everybody else. They were in the same shibud in Mitzrayim. They were in the same danger of being destroyed by Haman, and they were saved too. The nafkamina between these two reasons, a few reads in nafkaminas. One nafkamina is sukkahs. Would a woman be chayiv in sukkah because atein hayu bosanes? They also were part of the nisim of Anani HaKavod. Or if the reason is because they were the integral part of the nes by sukkahs, they had no integral part. So according to the Rashbam, there's no kasha why women aren't chayiv at least midrabbanan by sukkah. And according to Tosfos Lechora, then why do you need, why if women are potter from sukkah, why what's it called and matzah? Why do you need a pasuk to tell me women are chayiv in matzah? Atein hayu ba'oso hanes. Tosfos says this klal of atein hayu ba'oso hanes is only drabbanan. So the chayiv min haTorah, you need a pasuk to tell me the chayiv min haTorah. The whole din is only a din to Rabbanan. And therefore he says, where the Torah said specifically their potter, the Rabbanan didn't make them chayiv, like by sukkah. But according to Tosfos, there'll be a svara to say, Afein hayu boso anes by sukkah. But Lamaisa, since the Torah said specifically their potter, the Rabbanan were not mechayiv them. According to Rashbam, there's no reason by sukkah why women should be chayiv, even with the Rabbanan. Because Afein is only when they're an integral part, not stam when they're. Another nafkamina would be Avodim. We learn that any mitzvah that a woman is chayiv in, an eved is chayiv in. But if the reason is because the nes came through women, so it doesn't apply to avodim. But if the reason is because they also were part of the whole gzeira, right, then avodim were also part of the gzeira there too. Okay. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, arba kosos halalu tzara shebem kedei mezigas kos yotha. You have to have a shear for each of these koses, kedei mezigas kos yotha. We don't know how much that is now. That's a shear. Whatever that shear is, mezigas kos yotha. And that you should be able to dilute it and end up with a kos yotha. Shosan chai yotza. If you drank them undiluted, you yotze. Shosan bevasachas. If you drank them bevasachas. We'll see the Rashbam brings down Rashi's pshat and his pshat. What bevasachas means. You also yotze. Hishkon mehen levanav nebeso yotze. If you gave your family to drink from the coast, you're also yotze. So now the Gemara is going to explain each of these things. Shoson chay yotze, amar rava di yedei yayin yotze. Yedei cherus lo yotze. If you drank it undiluted, so you were yotze the halacha of yayin. But the halacha of cherus, you weren't yotze. So see the Rashbam, what's pshat yayin and cherus. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Talit Kosos Halalu Tzora Shibahem Bechol Echad, Kedei Shibahem Mezigas Kos Yofa Shal Bracha. You have to have a shear of a Kos Yofa, each one of the four Kosos. What is Shiuro Rova Revius Lug? And that shear, the Gemara is going to come out in the end, the Gemara doesn't know that now, is a quarter of a quarter of Revius of a Lug. The shear is really Revius Halug. That's what we call a Revius. But all you need really is a quarter of that of undiluted wine, concentrated wine. If you have a quarter of a revius, so you add three parts of water, that's the shear of adding to concentrated wine, and you'll end up with a revius. Any wine that you don't add three parts water to make it drinkable is not real wine. Now we're talking about wines in their time that were concentrated wines. Now the Gemara thinks that mezigas kos yotha and rova revius are two different shiurim. Kos yotha, koshal birkas hamazon. Why is it? What does it mean? You have to have the same shear that you have for a kos of birkas hamazon. Why is that called kos yotha? Mishum da asara dvarim nemru bekoshal bracha kedeis meseches brachas. There are 10 conditions that have to do with the kosher bracha, and that's why it's called kosher yotha. Shosan chai, shalom mazgum mayim. If you didn't dilute them, but you drank it concentrated, yotza. Okay, go and sheish bo revius lug. Right, you only need a quarter of revius of undiluted wine, right? Because then you'll add water and make the shear. But if you didn't add any water, then you have to add wine. So you have to have. You always have to have a revius. So either you drank a revius of concentrated wine, or you drank a revius of one quarter wine, three quarters water of unconcentrated wine. If you drink less than a revius, that's nothing. Talking, you drank a full revius of undiluted wine. You poured the shear of each kos into one big kos, and you drank four kosos of wine all at once. That's how Rashi learns. Kach Pirush Rabbeinu Shlomo. Below Nehira. The Rambam says, I don't like that pshat. Da'afilu shosa harve b'kliyecha lo chashev ela kos echad. No matter how big the kos is, it's always one kos. So the fact that you have four small shiurim in one kos doesn't make it four kosos. It's not that the revius is the shear of the kos, that's the minimum. If you add more, that's still a kos. You didn't drink them according to the order of the Haggadah. You drank one after the other, four kosos. So we'll see one second, you'll say something. The machlokus, the Rashi and the Rashbam, is dependent on the following shaila. If you have a big kos, how much do you have to drink of that kos to be yotze? We normally know you have to drink rov kos, which is mali lugma, which is usually most of a revius. They're all the same shear. So when you have a big kos, the Rashbam would hold that you have to drink most of that kos. The kos becomes all the wine of the kos becomes that kos. And Rashi learns no. Even if you have a gigantic kos, you only have to drink rove of one revius. So you look at each revius as a separate kos, even though it's in one big kos. Hishka mehen mikol kos v'kos lo shosa kulo. You gave some of it to drink to your family. You didn't drink the whole kos yourself. Can beforeish the kamam, like the Gemara will explain later, how much you gave to the other people. Yedei yayin yotza sheshosa arba kosas. Now it's going back. If you drank it undiluted, so you're yotze arbakosis. You drank arbakosis of wine, but you weren't yotze decherus. Kolomer einzu mitzvah shleima. Shein chashivus elabiyayin mazuk. Drinking concentrated wine is like syrup. That's not the ikr kind of wine. So you're yotze arbakosos, but not lechatchila, not mitzvah mina mufcher. Right, because you didn't drink the wine that is really the kind of wine that's normally drunk. The honey mila b'yenu shalohem. That's only their wine had to be diluted. The doro al chad klas maya. Aval yenu shalom lo boy mezika. Our wines are already watered down, and therefore they're not syrupy, and therefore they don't need to be diluted. Yidei yayin yotza mishum simchas yomtev. Kedetan yil kamon. Bissamachtu bechagecho b'mama samcho b'yayin. Aval yidei arba kosas lo yotza. The kulan chashuv in kos rishon v'lo yosef. If you drank them one after the other, not on the seder of what's it called of the Haggadah, as you drank Kiddush and then you drank three more kosos right after that, So you yotze the mitzvah of yayin, in other words, you yotze simchas yontif. But you're not yotze arba kosos. You have to drink three more kosos ala seder. Hishka mehen levon of nebe, so yotze. That's only if you drank rov kos. If you drank rov of the kos, then you're yotze. If you gave some of it to somebody else, or you didn't drink it at all. The shear of each kos is a revius, whether it's chai, meaning undiluted, or it's diluted, whether it's new wine or old wine. Okay, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tzoroshiebo Tam Umar Yayin. It has to have a taste and a look of wine. We'll see, one second, it has to be red. Red wine, the chatchila. And some hold that white wine is possible even b'dieved. And others hold that it's only the chatchila. It's a hider to have red wine, but white wine is also b'dieved, okay. Tani miyash kedei revius, v'at omres kos yotha. Here it says you need a revius. And you said the shear is kos yotha. And more like Rashbam said, things are two different shearing. Amre eidi v'idi chad shearuhu. The same kos yotha means a revius. Okay, to Rashbam. Sorry, Shebo Kedei Revius, Kolomer, Bechol Echod Be'echod Kedei Revius Lug. Each one has to have a Revius of a Lug. Echod Chai, Tzorech Revius, the Botzer Revius, Lokashi Vishtia. Even if you're drinking undiluted wine, concentrated wine, you have to have a Revius. And again, you're not Yotzei Lichatchila like that because it's not the kind of wine you normally drink. It's not Cherus to drink serum. But B'dieved, you're Yotzei, it's wine. We learn that pasuk mashka sheyishos is the amount a person drinks at one time is a revius. The echad mazuk shoyu bo rova revius yain u'shloshu revoyin mayim dehavi ben kula revius. Even if it's, doesn't make a difference if it's diluted, which is 3 to 1, water, 3 parts water, 1 part wine, or undiluted, where it's either less than that or straight wine. The echad yoshon she'ein bo tam yain kol kach. Old wine doesn't have such a strong taste of wine. Shenasa chalish, it becomes weak. Inami chadash emotam yayin. Because the Gemara says that yayin yoshin is something aged wine is obviously better. It depends how long it's aged and how it's aged. So according to one shot, if it's over aged, it doesn't taste so good. And then then the yayin yoshin is not as good as the yayin chadash. Yayin chadash meaning not so overaged. The other pshat is yayin chadash means mamish right out of the wine press. So that's like grape juice. It's not really good wine yet. And aged means aged properly. That's better wine. So echad chadash, echad yoshin. Either the yoshin could be the bad one and chadash the good one, or vice versa. To exclude either extra old wine or extra new wine. Umarish ye adam. And it should be red. Ktani miyash kede revius le kolechad deechad. The at amras kede bezigas kos yotha le kolechad deechad. You gave a different shear. Here it says the shear is a revius. And you said the shear is kos yotha. The soka daita the shnei shurim hei. But the lokomer shmuel kede revius kolechad abraisa. Why didn't Shmuel just say simple revius? That he said kedei mezigas kos yotha seems to imply that it's a different shear. The Gemara says no, it's the same shear. Hachi garsina kama shekosu besfarim idi v'idi chad shiura kedei mezigas kos yotha han revius teirutzahi lo mar shaloshin shmuel v'loshin abraisa echadein. Even though Shmuel didn't say the loshin of the braisa and he said it kedei mezigas kos yotha, but he's explaining to us that's a kos yotha. A kos yotha is revius. That's the ikr sugya that the Gemara has asked the question, that Shmuel's shear seems to be a different shear than the Braisa, and the answer is of the same shear. For Rabbeinu Pirish, Rabbeinu. Rabbeinu Shlomo, Rashi. Shkach maksha gemara. The Ksoka daita, the Shmuel kama revius ben kulam. Rashi learned that the Gemara thought that Shmuel meant Kedei Mezigas Kosiofa means total. You need one revius total for all arba kosos, not each one revius. So you only need a quarter of revius for each kos. Ubraisa komer l'chol echavech, and the Braisa said you need a revius for each kos. The Tirus HaGemara, the Shmuel nomi komer l'chol echavech, and the Gemara's answer is no, Shmuel also meant for each kos. The Kashi Livalo Braisa Stamaktoni, Sorashia Bohen, Igalafushe Nomid, Ben Kulan Kamar. Where you see in the Braisa more than what Shmuel said? Why by Shmuel we say, we thought to say he meant a revius total from all the Arbakosos, each one only a quarter of a revius. And in the Braisa it was clear that it was each one separately. Why? The Lashon of Shmuel and the Lashon of Braisa are almost the same, except that one says revius, one says Kosiofi. Could be that Rashi learned they should have said kosos yothos. You need a shear for each one separately. Kos yotha is mashma, that it's one kos, and all of that divide up into four. But Eishes Rashab didn't like that. Okay. Yehuda Omer, Sarich, my kedei mezigas kos yotha. So how much is that shear of mezigas kos yotha? The ka'amar lechol chad v'chad dehavilu kulu revius. Each one has to be a revius, and the shear is a quarter of a quarter. So you can add three parts water and get a full quarter of a lug. Rabbi Yehuda omar tzar shev otam umara omar rava my time with Rabbi Yehuda dechsiv al teira yayin ki yisadim. Pasuk speaks about red wine. Al teira yayin ki yisadim, warning you not to drink this good wine because of the results of drinking too good wine, you get drunk. And it's mentioned by good wine that it's red. And that's taka d'alocha, l'chatchil, a person should drink red wine. That's why the chasanas, where they're makbid to have dafka white wine so it doesn't spill on the kala's dress, is not really l'chatchil. And if you do, you should add at least a little bit of red to make at least pink wine, so there's some color to it. And I've never been in a chasana yet where they spilled the wine on the dress of the kala. It's not really a chashash godl. Okay, echad anoshim, v'echad noshim, v'echad tinokos. Everybody has to drink arba kosos, men, women, and children. Omer of Yehuda v'chimato elis yeshli tinokos b'yayin. What do children get out of wine? So some say it's talking about children who are bar chinuch, but it's not dercheris for children to drink wine. So there's no purpose of them drinking chinuch because for them it doesn't apply. And others are talking about children who are not bar chinuch. So for them, b'chalal, there's no inyan of them drinking wine. What do you do for children? What's their acheres? You give them candy, right? You give them parched wheat, their gozim and nuts. Their pesach, they should stay up for the seder. They should be interested in eating their candy and their nuts and getting it, staying up. You probably don't give it to them until after manishtana, so this way they have an incentive to remain awake till manishtana. Don't run after and desire wine when it's good. Good wine when it's red. You see, the wine needs not only a taste, it needs to be to have a color too. The time manami boy need a taste. Don't get drunk on it. Mashma that it's good wine. It has a good color and a good taste. The echad etinoko shegam heim nigalu. Children also were part of the geula, so it's not only if you hold that it's children that are bar chinuch, so it makes sense. That's chinuch, but there's no chinuch in something that for a child doesn't make sense. Child gets nothing out of wine. So, but if you hold that it's lav bar chinuch, why would you have to be give arba kosos to a child that's not bar chinuch? Because it's not the chinuch of the child. It's that since everybody was part of Yetzias Mitzrayim, even little babies, so any little baby who can still drink wine, out's the parents' mitzvah of Cheirus. You give it to the children too. Just like we find by Tisha B'Av, or that what's it called, that we make children wear sneakers, even though they're not bar chinuch. It's the agmas nefesh of the parents that see their children wearing sneakers. That's part of the thing. So it's for the parents' sake, not for the child's sake. The chimato elish yeshli tinokos ala p'turim min ha-mitzvahs. They're all pater from mitzvahs. So here again, it's a shaila whether pater min ha-mitzvahs means min ha-Torah. It's only din d'rabbanan. And since the whole union of Avrikosis is only the Rabbanan, there's no chinuch by mitzvah the Rabbanan. So that's how some learn. That chinuch is only a din the Rabbanan and mitzvah the Raisa, but not a mitzvah the Rabbanan and mitzvah the Rabbanan. Or, it's talking about tinokos that are bechlal not chayiv, even a chinuch, because they're not bar chinuch yet. Kloyos, kli, koli michit mishonim. It's toasted wheat. The chodesh asr adayim. Kloyos are made from the previous harvest wheat, last year's wheat, old wheat, because you still can't eat chodesh the first night of Pesach because the omer wasn't brought till the next day. Shel Pesach amok min umakomos yesh b'sforat shemiyab shemchitim yishonim b'machves agabei ho'or v'ochlin osam imegozim b'kinuach suda. He says, in Spain, they have that minhag to eat dessert made out of wheat that you, what's it called, toast, and you eat it together with nuts as a dessert. Mipi Rabbeinu Shmuel HaChosid. The Gamba Mishnah Motzinu Kloyos Mechitim Yishonim. Right, we find that kloyos are things made out of toasted wheat. Ushnuya meseches trumos, agav grora. Disnan saw truma tahora, shenofel apachos mimea chulin tmeim, tirom v'tisore. If you take out the truma and you burn it. Rav Lezer omer ta'ale betocha nekudim o kloyos o talush bimei peros. You can't eat it before it can become tame, so you have to make sure that it doesn't become tame. So you either eat it toasted, without mixing it with water at all, or you mix it with meperos that are not the seven mashkim, so it can't become tame. Okay, in any case, over there you see all the Rashi wants to bring from there is that kloyos is toasted wheat, toasted grain.